One of the best things about the 21st century has been the variety of creative ways radio has evolved.
Really? That's one of the best things? It's not been the best century, then.
It's been slim. But the legacy of Marconi is in good hands with Alex Lefchik and the Midweek Drivettes. So we got that going for us.
Which is nice.
Wonderful Laurie Anderson describes your work as a masterpiece. Clearly, you've actually reached something which is very special and pretty darned important. And so we're actually equally delighted and pleased to actually welcome to the program, indeed, the person whose work was described by Laurie Anderson as a masterpiece. It's the fabulous Pamela Sue Mann. How are you, Pamela?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good indeed. Now, we have also just been listening to I Want Your Soul, which is awesome in so many ways. We're going to listen to various other things as we head through the next thing. We welcome on board, of course, our ace musical correspondent from Norwich, England. Of course, that's Rebecca Bond. How are you, Rebecca?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. And Rebecca, what were your thoughts on hearing I Want Your Soul?
I loved it. Do you know what? I've been listening to your music all day. I've added plenty of your songs to my playlist that I listen to all the time when I'm driving, when I'm studying. There's so many that I love. And honestly, I've written down hundreds that I could tell you about that I honestly really enjoyed. Your vocals are so otherworldly. I love your style. It's very alternative. You know, it's different. It's not something you hear every day. And I absolutely love that.
Well, thank you so much. That means the world. You have made my week.
Oh, that's really sweet. No, it's well deserved. It's the truth. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. You know, when you make your art, you have no idea about anything to do with the outside world beyond your own little bubble. You know, and so I think it's terrible if you actually do think about how it's received when you make it, or it'll get stilted. But the thing is, you have no idea where it's going to go. You have no idea how the world might receive it. You know, I always feel that my mind is so quirky that I get me. But it's
Pamela, you're in New York. You're in a quirky city. It's okay. It's understood. You know, if you can't be quirky in New York, well, frankly, where can you be quirky? Possibly North Carolina. Welcome, Jessica Burtis. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing pretty well. How is everyone?
We're excellent. Now, Jessica, have you had a chance to actually access some of Pamela's awesome tunes?
I did, and the I Want Your Soul song is so beautiful and haunting. It sounds like something that should be in a movie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek in a way, you know, because it's at the same time there's a concept called twin soul theory, which is a real thing in a lot of different cultures, you know, about the idea that you know, we wander around looking for the other part of our soul, and most of us don't meet them in our lifetime, but if you do, you know, you connect, and if it all works out, you can ascend together. So it's just like a really profound kind of concept. And then I think with the lyrics, it might come across a little creepy, like, you know, like the person saying, you know, like, I want to suck your blood, I want your soul. But, the truth is...
It's not really a first date thing, let's face it, Pamela. I mean, it's not the sort of thing you want to actually sort of... It's not going to go any further, the relationship, I wouldn't have thought, if that's your opening gambit.
It's a two-way street. It's, you know, I'll give you mine, you give me yours, and everything will be happy, you know. But thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll talk a bit more about the video as well. I mean, you kind of mix and match both genres and styles, etc. Was that a deliberate thing that you had in mind when you were writing the song, when you decided to release the video, which of course is out now on YouTube?
Well, not at all. And in fact, you know, I have to say when I write constantly, I'm one of those songwriters that's just constantly writing. I write prose. I've never really actually put my prose out into the world in any other way than through song. And I think that might change. But so things come up, and I'm a bit spastic. I'm always coming up with ideas, and I always, things that are entertaining and fun to me, I have to put in some sort of a form. So I think when that came up, it was just the whole idea of that was really just a playful play on words and really fun. And so the song that came with it, the music seemed to match it, you know, almost this sort of trip-hoppy, you know, almost throwback to like the 90s and those kinds of, a lot of the songs that were being written then. And then with the video, it was really interesting because there's a young, I'm sorry if my computer keeps beeping. I'm pretty new to all this, so.
There's nothing wrong with a bleeping computer. It means that people are trying to communicate via email. It's all wonderful. We've been there. Listen, Jessica was freezing on her Zoom earlier today. We just don't know what's happening still. What the heck?
Feels like I'm standing on the timeless train of light mists of pale ambrose. Feels discovering
daughter and I've homeschooled her for most of her schooling. And she goes to drama school, but she's grown up with this amazing group of kids that are homeschooled. And this one kid, it's not even a kid anymore, at Benny Rendell, he's 17 now. And his parents are phenomenal. He's a filmmaker. He's a young filmmaker, and he's gotten his short films into festivals, and he's won awards, and he's just so amazing. So I asked him if he's done a few videos for a project I have with Donna Lewis called Queentown. And my husband, Jerry Leonard's worked with him as well. And so I said, you know, Benny, let's make a video for this. And, you know, we discussed what the song was about, but I really asked him to sort of use his imagination and go with it. And he basically, you know, gave us shots to do. We did it in COVID. He filmed his stuff there. We filmed ours at our house in quarantine, and we put it all together. And Benny's just, that was really his vision. You know, it was, he's so creative. And he's going to be working on, there's a new song called Cake that we're making a video for right now. This is why my hair is pink, because part of the video. And he's going to be directing that one as well.
You mentioned Donna Lewis. Is that the British Donna Lewis who had a hit with I Love You Always Forever?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, that is one of my all-time greats there. I mean, I love you always forever. I love you.
It really is truly like one of the all-time best songs in the world.
Iconic. Probably before Rebecca and Jessica were born, but what the heck? I'm just putting it out there. You know, they can always access it via YouTube. Pamela,
which is brilliant. Yeah.
We will squeeze that in. Pamela, what particular musical track would you like us to feature on this little piece? We've obviously featured I Want Your Soul to start off with, but from your latest album, of course, and there are so many delightful things that we can. I mean, everyone's a winner. Blink, A Pale Light, Art of Love, Coming For You. Which one would you like us to go for?
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask the girls. I'm going to see if there's a consensus among them. And if they have a favorite, we could play. Because
okay.
Yeah, too much pressure. Is that okay?
That's, it's like choosing between your children. Let's face it. You can't. So they're all great. Rebecca, which one are you going for? Fire Fallen, Ouch, Break, Is Fear, Infinity Day? What one sort of strikes your chord?
Can it be anything? Any of those?
Any of those.
Well, I have two. Can I give two and maybe someone choose between them? I've got You're My Death and Ouch written down as my favourite.
Oh, yay!
So they're my favourites. I can't choose one.
I think we'll look at that. I don't know, Jessica, if you've had a chance to actually access the albums yet. I actually felt so impressed. I went and actually purchased the album. I thought, what the hey? You know, let's just go for it, you know. It's just good stuff though. So we'll definitely feature that. I think we'll start off now with Ouch.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
And we're back with Pamela Mann. You're listening to, again, it's our Author of the Week, General Musician of the Week feature and so on. Pamela, you're in New York at present. I'm impressed. Obviously, homeschooling, you were ahead of the pandemic game. So you were homeschooling before you actually had to homeschool. It's great.
Well, no, actually, when by the time the pandemic came, my daughter was in public school. Which here, public school is actually like state, you know, state school. And in New York City, they have the, they actually have the drama high schools. They have high schools for all kinds of things. It's phenomenal for fashion design, for science. It's amazing. So we
School of Performing Arts.
For performing arts. So we came down from upstate New York in the woods in the country down here so that she could audition for one of the schools. And she's going to professional performing arts school and she loves it. I mean, they were hybrid. Now they're virtual. But yeah, so now everyone's homeschooling. Yeah.
This is true. And you mentioned you're up in upstate New York. Of course, people don't realize that actually New York is one heck of a big state. It's not like going from, shall we say, North Carolina to South Carolina. Sorry, yes, Jessica, I know that's quite big as well. Or even sort of, you know, North Yorkshire to South Yorkshire. But did you ever have any interesting wildlife experiences up there? Because one of our regular correspondents who's now over in San Diego, Annette Andre, always tells us of the time she actually met up with a grizzly bear actually up there or a bear in the woods. Has that happened to yourself?
Yeah, so our house is used to be a train station, an old train depot, steam trains. And so we still have a rail trail. So we'll take our bicycles out on the rail trail. And this one particular day I went out and I thought, okay, well, you know, you have these markers. I thought I'd go a few miles on my little dirt bike. So I went out and I said, I'm gonna go to the second bridge. So I went to the first bridge and then I went out to the second bridge and then I went to turn around. And there was what looked like a very heavy little old lady in a big furry brown coat, which I know is a mama bear. I didn't see the baby, but I decided, well, I can't turn around because between me and my house is a bear. I turned the bike around and I just legged it over. I don't even know how far I went, but I wound up on the main road. Then it started storming and raining and the wind was blowing. And this was during COVID. And did I have my mask? I can't even remember because I was out in the woods.
It's anyway. Okay. The bear won't be infectious.
So I just took the long way. And, you know, as the adrenaline flows, you become superhuman. You can do anything. So by the time I got to my door, I walked in and my legs were all noodly. You know, you could feel that noodly feeling and you know your heart's pumping and you're, and you know, probably
write a song, quick, Pamela. Write a song.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, I think probably in the back, the bear just went, nah, and went off to eat some berries. And meanwhile, I'm just freaking out. I didn't even look back, and I just went the long way. That's my bear story.
Pamela, the bear could have been your spirit guide. It could have been actually looking for that soul connection once again.
Yeah, it could have been my twin soul, and now I'll have to wait till next lifetime.
Jessica, any bear stories from North Carolina or any other questions you'd like to put into Pamela?
My dad, actually, we have bears in the mountains here, and he was like walking along a path as well. We've been at a playground on the top of the mountain, and a black bear just like walked across the road and like looked at him and just figured it wasn't worth it. So then it just kept walking. My dad was just like, oh my goodness, that's just terrifying.
Yeah, I think you have to bang pots and pans and that makes them go away, but, you know.
Yeah. We have it so easy in Lincoln and Norwich and Teesside, really. We don't see any bears around. I mean, there's occasional fox, that's about it, really, you know. Some mice, you know, they're sort of popular.
There's always the pigeons. The vicious swans on the Brayford.
You're actually right. Of course, I forgot about the swans on the Brayford. And of course, they can be homicidal, which could be a title for your next album, Pamela, The Homicidal Swans of Lincoln. Just a thought. Rebecca, any questions you'd like to put into Pamela?
First of all, can I say I'm so glad we don't get bears here because that sounds terrifying. Yeah, I'd love to.
They're American, Rebecca. They can cope with bears. They had Donald Trump as president.
True.
It's okay.
Yeah, no, very true. And is it, you know, moments like that that do inspire you, or is it, you know, can it come to you randomly? Is it things that happen to you, or do you sit down and decide, okay, I'm going to write? Where do your inspiration and moments of those come from?
Well, you know, it's, I think the interesting thing is there's a muse. There's always a muse that comes and taps you on the shoulder, or you're inspired by something, or you, you know, it's like you have this sort of childlike mind, which I do, then you'll be, you know, you'll look at a flower or you'll look at something or an experience will happen to you and it hits you. and you'll feel moved to write about it. I think throughout your life, if you continue to do that more and more, then it's available to you, you know? And so many different things inspire me. But really it's a lot of personal stuff, you know, selfishly, a lot of life experiences, a lot of emotional stuff. And as I said, I'm always writing, I'm always expressing my thoughts in words and prose. And the longer I live, the more words mean to me. So, you know, the problem is there isn't enough time in the day. There aren't enough hours in the day to just put into song everything that you feel. So, I mean, I would say it's more life experience than anything else, but I could be moved by something. And then all of a sudden, like a novelist, you know, you create this imaginary world, but it's real to you and you just want to document it.
No, I love that you put your personal experiences into it, though, because I think that's what makes it so personal to you. You know, there's no other artist that's going to have had your personal experiences. So that makes your music. Are there any artists or, you know, people that inspire you at all? Any other musicians or writers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, and it's always changing. You know, I mean, my daughter and I both agree that we think that Radiohead is the best band ever in the history of bands. I mean, that's strong, but I love Radiohead, everything by them, everything by Tom York. I love how Tom York, just his voice is so honest. You know, you feel when you listen to him sing that he's just always singing the truth, that he's always being completely honest with his voice, his vulnerability. And I'm really inspired by that. I love bands like actually Snow Patrol and the Villagers and Elbow. And I love a lot of male fronted bands. Lately, and I almost wish that I could be them and sing like them, but I can't.
So. No, you shouldn't wish to be anything but yourself, because you bring something different to the table as well. And as I said, you've made it to many of my playlists, and had it not been for your music, it might not have. So I enjoy your music for what you have produced. It shouldn't be like anyone else's.
Well, and I think after a while you realize you have a voice. It's a unique voice, and you have to, that's a really good point. Authenticity, you know, and I feel like I think once I realized I couldn't be anyone else, I used to want to be Aretha Franklin when I sang, but you know, I realized you have this unique instrument, it's all your own. And I think that's why I love Tom York so much, because he takes his instrument, which is a little quirky but very, very beautiful, and he doesn't try to be anyone else. So yeah, it comes, all of your influences come through your filter, so then they're if you're authentic with yourself. Thank you.
I personally, Pamela, I'm looking forward to the time when you do a duet with Donna Lewis about I Love You Always Forever. I think that would work. I think it's time that was sort of revived from the whole thing.
I'll talk to her about it. We have a song called Post-Apocalyptic, Beautiful Sun, which is something we've done for our new project, Queentown. And there is a bit of a duet there. It's not I Love You Always Forever, but it's, and she's on Blink and Materialize on my album as well. We sort of co-wrote that one.
Well, of course, Break is out and available now. We're looking at that. I am getting a sort of wonderful sort of mixture of performance artists mixed with genius. And basically, Pamela, anybody who makes it onto Rebecca Bond's iPlaying list is clearly, you know, they've cracked it. You know, it's, I mean, that is even higher than actually Laurie Anderson saying magnificent. You know, that's the key thing in terms of the whole system. Do you get a sense, I mean, because I also noticed that you worked with the composer for Mad Men, of course, in another sort of project that we were involved with, David Carbonera. So yeah. Again, that sort of cinematic element coming across very much in terms of your music.
I'm very dramatic. yeah, well, I mean, that's the beauty of New York too, because I met him years ago through ASCAP, Performing Rights Organization. They used to do these really cool things where they'd get songwriters together and they'd get a group of people in a room and they'd, you know, have cocktails and they'd play some people's songs. And so I met a music composer who happened to be from Massachusetts. I'm from Massachusetts. And what we wound up doing was just giving each other, it was really sweet. I mean, if people do this, they're like, here's my latest work. Here's a CD of my latest work. Here's mine. And actually I was coming back from a hospital. My father was very, very ill. Car ride from Massachusetts to New York. And I just kept playing my David's CDs, just like, there were seven of them with all his film music. And this idea, again, the muse popped into my head, and it was this project from the perspective of the non-living. And I did a lot of research in Yeats, Yeats' Vision, which is a very little known book that he was kind of a religion that he was writing, came through. And then I approached a bunch of poets and writers and singers and actors about this project, and they were into it. So we all collaborated, and I took David's music, put it onto Pro Tools, and just like played with it, made loops, and we created these other pieces from his compositions, and the ghosts sang on top.
It's awesome. It's like, you know, it's almost as though the lockdown was made for you, Pamela. It's great, you know, all this studio material working through that. I know this is radio, but obviously we're looking via Zoom. We've seen via the magic of Zoom, etc. Would you like to just describe the sort of scene that we're looking at behind your window? Is that New York that we're actually looking at present?
Yes, this is New York. This is a place called Long Island City. And there's a, I don't know if it, I think it's been on films. There's a giant Pepsi sign, like this huge Pepsi sign. Well, I live basically really close to that on the east side. So if I look to the west, I'm looking at the east side of New York City. And Long Island City is just over the water, over the 34th Street Bridge or tunnel. So it's interesting here. We're not right in the city. New York City right now, it's kind of sad, really. You know, with COVID, I'm sure everyone's got...
Let's face it, you're not going to the movies anytime soon, are you? Let's see.
Although they are starting to open up some, centers, which is amazing. But it's pretty quiet here. It used to be very, very industrial. And actually, Amazon was going to come here. So they built these beautiful big buildings, and then Amazon didn't. So it's very cool because...
It's Jeff Bezos's loss. He's left the company now anyway. He's retired. So yesterday's news.
We've got salt marshes, natural salt marshes. Like no one would ever even imagine that. But we've got piers. It's a really fascinating part of New York City.
Just think, Pamela, had those beads not been given to the Native Americans in the first place, this would not have been there. Just goes to show there's some spirit guides probably coming out even as we speak now. It's like, yeah, let's get to bring us our country back.
Yeah. I love Norwich, though. You know, we played at the Norwich Arts Center. Beautiful building, really nice. We played there with Richard Strange and this Lou Reed project about a year ago. We did a tour all around with them, and we played. No, I love Norwich.
Yeah. Wait, you've been to Norwich? Oh, wow. Sorry, that's only just clicked. So I didn't know you said,
even more
wow.
Excitement for Rebecca.
Yeah. As you started talking, I was thinking, is that the Norwich building?
It was a Maniac Squat Records, my record label. It was last September, I think.
Yeah. Oh, so that's... Wait, last is in 2020?
2019.
Yes.
2019. The years go into one.
Yeah,
basically.
The years have passed me.
No, isn't this crazy? Recent. How long has it been since any of us has either been to a show or played at a show, a live music show?
Bottom line, like, Pamela, will you come back to Norwich? That's the key thing.
God, yeah.
Yes, please do. And I want to know when you're here as well. I want to see you.
I'll come to... the station, yeah? Is the station, or are we all working out of our homes now?
Well, we're working out of our homes at present. The station is Siren Radio. We also have Southside Broadcasting as well. Jessica, as they say, is in the delights of... I keep saying the University of Appalachia. You're in North Carolina, basically. That's the key thing of that. And Rebecca is in Norwich. So we're kind of, you know, we're spreading that routine. And indeed, back to Jessica. Any other questions you'd like to put to Pamela?
I was really curious with your music. I kind of was wondering if there's a certain emotion or feeling that you want listeners to take away, or if it kind of changes song by song.
It definitely changes song by song. I think a lot of my songs, the more serious ones, might be more wistful and contemplative. So I think that, I would love the world would be a better place if we all take more time and contemplate things silently, you know, just sit.
Oh, this is terrifying, so deep and gratifying. Sorry, it just echoes through the mind, you see. Key thing.
Well, speaking of I Want Your Soul, it's a bit of an anomaly. I don't usually write songs that are so much like that, so cheeky. But I think just like a contemplative feeling. Like I think sometimes when we just sit with whatever it is that's going on and we feel it and we just allow it to wash over us, then we make peace with it, we can move on without being stuck or troubled. So I mean, that's a fantastic question. I've never been asked that question, but I would say if I wanted anyone to take anything away from my music that they didn't just instinctively take themselves, I would say, you know, hopefully it'll help them through. It'll be like transformative or healing in some way. It'll take them through something or some emotion and allow them just to sit with their emotions.
It's interesting. I was doing a piece earlier today, Pamela, with a couple of musicians, DJ Luck and company, and they were saying about the healing qualities of music and the fact that actually for people's mental health, certainly something we found in Britain, a recent survey, that actually over 60% say they need music to actually keep them sane. So again, important point for a takeaway aspect.
Well, it's true. I mean, music, and we don't, as artists, as creators of music, we don't know what we're doing. You know, we don't know what we're doing in the sense that we don't know how we might be helping someone, or we don't know how someone might receive, you know, what we've put together musically. But there's a reason we do it. And it's so ridiculous as the world becomes more and more capitalistic, as it becomes more and more expensive and difficult to make your art, you just have to fight that much harder to make it, because you don't know who might be touched by it. You don't know who you might be able to help with your music. And that's why we all, as artists, need to keep doing it. Even if we feel like, well, what's the point? The point is, we don't even know. I was just having this conversation this morning. We don't even know. We don't know what it might do, what good it might do, how it might help someone.
Absolutely. And again, I think you've provided a whole range of things for the session today. Pamela, in terms of the social media, are there any particular websites where people will actually say, contact me via Instagram, contact me via Twitter, constantly, I mean, I don't know, any ones you'd like to promote at this stage?
Yes, thank you. You know, we've been working on that a lot because it was a mess. My social media was all over the place, but now
it was eclectic, Pamela. It's okay. It's understandable.
We are on now Bandcamp. You can find me on Bandcamp. You can find me on SoundCloud, YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But I'd say, you know, Bandcamp is really great because artists can communicate directly with people, anyone who is, you know, wanting to kind of come on board and follow you. It's all very new for me, but I think it's a fantastic medium and a platform for artists and fans of music to come together, you know, and you can sell your stuff, which is good because it helps you make more music. So yeah, I'd say Bandcamp and SoundCloud and YouTube.
Fantastic. Well, we heard I Want Your Soul, which of course is available now. We heard Ouch, Rebecca.
Oh no, you froze.
Oh, it's okay. We're still here. Hopefully you can still actually hear us. Everything okay? Can we hear us now?
We're just froze.
Okay, don't worry. It's obviously it's passed over from North Carolina to Teesside. We're working through that. All's good. I was saying we heard Ouch. What was the third and final track you were going for, Rebecca?
You're My Death was my other favourite.
Which, of course, in the tarot sense, it's just change, you see. It's not a case of we're talking about Pamela writing about a homicidal maniac here. It's literally just somebody who might be changing. Or maybe you were writing about a homicidal maniac.
No, you know, actually, it's when you think that you, you know, you're in a relationship and you think that you might be with someone forever, you know, it's actually quite romantic and hopeful. It's just another way of putting it. But also, it's kind of like, it is like you're the death of me, because me, the ego, the stuff that needs to change, it needs to get better. It's like, you know, who else does that more than someone you're in a relationship with, whether they show you the things about yourself that you want to kill off, you want to, that death as in, as absolutely what you said, Alex, like transformation.
Well, I mean, Pamela, if we started talking about egos and the challenges with that, we'll be here for quite some time. We need to live in the moment, in the now, otherwise who knows what could happen. It's a different line entirely. Pamela, it's been awesome connecting with your good self today. We've kind of dedicated officially the Pamela Sue Mann program. Yay! Absolutely. With a smidgen of Donna Lewis, obviously. But we'll work on that one for various other sort of factors. Have you had a reasonably interesting Zoomer with us on the program today?
Oh, this is so fantastic. I didn't know what to expect at all. But you're all so lovely. And it really touches me that you know about my music and that you... you feel something from it. You know, I mean, what that, you know, that that's the happiest you can make a songwriter, you know, is that their music is getting through and it's saying something to you. And so this has just been so nice for me.
Pamela, we always like to ensure that the indices of niceness are sort of recommended, and that's why Jessica and Rebecca are kind of on sort of top form from that point of view. They're regular contributors to the whole sort of sequence, and they don't mess their words. If they said it was rubbish, they would have said it was rubbish. It's all good. It's all fantastic. So the next critical question is, will you be kind enough to join us again in the not-too-distant future via Zoom or other technical means? Will you come back?
Anytime you want. I'm very chatty. I love chatting, and I'm totally up for it, and I'm already
thinking maybe we need to actually put you together with Annette Andre and you can exchange bear stories from upstate New York, you know.
I think we need to compare our bear stories.
Annette's safely in San Diego now, so at least you're separated by sort of a stretch of the country though. It's all good.
Big stretch.
Yeah, but America, it's just a state of mind, let's face it, you know, at the end of the day. We'll just go with that, as indeed Jessica would allude to. Jessica, huge thanks as well. Likewise, Rebecca, we'll be back for another one shortly. Pamela Mann, huge thanks. Pamela Sue Mann, again, a reminder that the tracks are out there. Go and get them now. We're wrapping up now. Pamela Sue Mann, we salute you.
Thank you.
Oh.